Let's read together Revelation chapter 18. In this chapter, we have a continuation of the description of the fall and overthrow of end-time Babylon, specifically the commercial side of Babylon. Let's begin by reading the first eight verses. Revelation chapter 18, beginning at verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, unless you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works, in the cup which she has mixed double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen, and am no widow, and will not see sorrow. Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Revelation chapter 18, with some background notes. In Revelation chapter 17, the description of the final overthrow of end-time Babylon was begun, and here in chapter 18 it continues. We said that the brief definition we could give of Babylon would be the one-world religion and one-world government of the end times. It seems that it will be some kind of combination of religious and political power. It's not an empire, but a system, a religio-political system, centered in a great city. So the name Babylon refers to both the city and the system. The city may be the literal rebuilt ancient city of Babylon on the Euphrates River in present-day Iraq. Or it may be the city of Rome and symbolically called Babylon here in Revelation. We can't be sure. In any case, as a religious / economic / commercial / political system, it governs and has influence worldwide. In fact, we saw in Revelation chapter 17 that Babylon controls the revived Roman Empire beast of the end times until the beast overthrows her. We also saw in Revelation chapter 17 that Babylon is an evil system. Here again in chapter 18, the angel describes Babylon as evil, committing immorality and allowing demonic spirits and unclean birds to dwell within her. As in the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13, the birds would represent false religious sects and cults, including the occult. But praise the Lord, Babylon is overthrown and destroyed. In Revelation chapter 17, we saw the overthrow of Babylon as a religious system. This first phase of her judgment will take place in the middle of the tribulation period. Here in chapter 18, we see the overthrow of Babylon as a great economic and commercial system of the last days. This phase of her judgment will be at the end of the tribulation period, as we saw in chapter 16 under the seventh bowl judgment, which is at the end of the tribulation period. We see here in Revelation chapter 18 that Babylon's destruction will be intense. Verse 6, repay her double according to her works, in the cup which she has mixed double for her. And it will be quick, in one day, verse 8, and it will be complete. She will be utterly burned with fire, verse 8. No longer will Babylon sit on her throne as a self-indulgent queen. She will be overthrown for good. And that brings us then to our doctrinal or teaching points for Revelation chapter 18. So doctrinal point number one, the destruction of commercial Babylon will result in great weeping. The destruction of commercial Babylon will result in great weeping. Verses 9 through 19. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxurious with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple, silk and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble, and cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men. The fruit that your soul longed for has gone from you, and all the things which are rich and splendid have gone from you, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, who became rich by her, will stand at a distance for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, 'Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, "What is like this great city?" They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she is made desolate." Why will the kings and merchants of the earth weep over the destruction of Babylon? They are not weeping because a good and noble person has died or because a righteous nation has been conquered. No, they are weeping because their source of wealth and profit is gone. We see in these verses that every kind of product around the world will be bought and transported and traded by Babylon, including people as slaves, verse 13. Certainly, this is a further indictment of the evil system of Babylon and further justifies her complete destruction. Notice the emphasis in these verses on Babylon's sudden downfall in 1 hour. Verse 10, "For in 1 hour your judgment has come." Verse 17, "For in 1 hour such great riches came to nothing." And verse 19, "For in 1 hour she is made desolate." The fact that verses 17 and 18 seem to indicate that those actually on board the commercial ships will see the smoke of burning Babylon has led many to believe that Babylon is actually Rome, which is not too far from the Mediterranean Sea. On the other hand, we know that oil well fires can be seen for miles, and if nuclear weapons are involved, the resulting mushroom clouds would certainly be visible for a great distance away. And the magnitude of Babylon's destruction described here in such a short time suggests nuclear warfare. So literal Babylon may indeed be the city referred to here in Revelation chapters 17 and 18. In any case, the destruction of commercial Babylon will result in great weeping. Doctrinal point number two, the destruction of commercial Babylon will result in great rejoicing. The destruction of commercial Babylon will result in great rejoicing. Verses 20 through 24. "Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, 'Thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down, and shall not be found any more. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you any more. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you any more, and the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you any more. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you any more, and the voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you any more. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, For by your sorcery all the nations were deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and saints, and all who were slain on the earth. Notice in verse 20 who is rejoicing over the fall of Babylon. Saints, apostles, and prophets. This is good rejoicing, because the wicked are reaping what they have sown, and God's righteousness is being vindicated. Babylon is the evil system that began back at the Tower of Babel, when people turned away from God to make a name for themselves. This is the evil system of world religion and world politics that persecuted and killed the saints down through history. Verse 24. This is the evil commercial system of the last days that will only deal with those who receive the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verse 17. The destruction of commercial Babylon will result in great rejoicing. This sudden and violent and complete destruction is illustrated by a strong angel taking up a great millstone, which would weigh thousands of pounds, and throwing it into the sea. Verse 21. Babylon will sink, never to rise again. All activity, industrial, economic, and social, will come to an end. Verses 22 and 23. Another reason for the rejoicing of the saints, apostles, and prophets is that the time of the Gentiles will be over. The Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter 21 and verse 24 that Jerusalem would be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Luke 21, 24. The time of the Gentiles began with Babylon's invasion of Jerusalem under Nebuchadnezzar in 605 BC. The time of the Gentiles will end with the destruction of Babylon at the end of the tribulation period, as we see here in Revelation chapter 18. What a great day that will be. It will be just before the Lord returns. The destruction of commercial Babylon will result in great rejoicing. Now, what about practical application for Revelation chapter 18? Don't see your investments go up in smoke. Don't see your investments go up in smoke. We've seen that the people of this world will weep when end-time Babylon is destroyed. Why? Because they will see their investments literally going up in smoke. Let me ask you, will you see your investments go up in smoke? Well, you say, no, because I'm a Christian and I'm leaving at the rapture. Quite so. And when we leave, we don't take it with us. Only the investments that we send on ahead by using them for the Lord now escape the testing fire of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. The rest goes up in smoke. As God tells his people in verse 4 to come out of Babylon and not to participate in her practices, so God tells his people today in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17 to separate from this evil world system. Obedience in this area certainly affects our view of investments. Don't see your investments go up in smoke.